I can remember being a bag boy. I watch Bag Boys today, and I remember what kind of a bag boy I was, because I'm the same kind of a psychologist, I'm the same kind of a philosopher, I'm the same kind of a man, I'm the same kind of a father, lover, whatever it is that I am, wherever I am this kind of a bag boy. I divide them into one baggers and two baggers. Every time I go into a grocery store and push my little cart around and get up there at the end, I watch the bag boys and the cashiers. That's how I got my master's degree, believe it or not. And I stand in the line, and I'll watch, and invariably there'll be what I call the one bagger. And this will be the guy who will be taking a can of peas, and he'll lift it out and kind of look at it and set it into the bag, okay? And meantime, the counter where the groceries are coming through is getting filled with your groceries. He doesn't care about that. He's not interested in that. That makes no difference to him. He works at one pace, you know, slow, very slow. And his attitude is one of indifference, okay? Now, we're talking about a 14-year-old kid, generally, all right? And he'll pick up something else, and he'll do it real slow. And every single time that anybody is there with a big order, the cashier will have to stop. She will take the money and all that, and then she will have to assist this kid in the job of bagging these groceries. And you see them all the time. Lift the bag up, and then they take another one, and they open it up real slow. And this is their approach to life. In fact, I won't let any of them ever touch my groceries. I want them bagged my way, and I want them bagged now, and I don't want to stand there and wait for somebody hoping that life will get better for him before he can get through with my groceries. Now, the two-bagger is the guy who's got two cashiers that he's bagging for, all right? He's got one over here and one over here, and he's over here, and he's doing it over here, and he picks it up, and he's generally cheerful and will say something, "How you doing, isn't it terrific?" And he'll pick up the bag, and he'll set it down into the cart, and then he'll go over here, and he'll bag for this lady over here, and then he'll come back over here, and he'll do it, and then he'll go over here. He's got a contest going. There are no two cashiers in the world that can keep up with me. I used to think of myself as the world champion bag boy. Sometimes I'd even challenge the three fastest ones. I can bag for all three of you all day, and there's none of you are going to ever have to pick up a bag. That's the double bagger, the two bagger. And then there's the other kid whose attitude almost is, there's no one cashier in the world that I can't make stop and help me. Now, you've all seen this, standing in line at a bank not too long ago. Girl was there, and she was on the phone to somebody else, but she was obviously on hold. And the lady in front of me was waiting for an okay on the check or something. And I said, "Excuse me, I just want to deposit this check. Would you just deposit it?" She looked at me, she said, "I can't do two things at once." And that was it. It's like she was reprimanding me for asking her to stop while she was on hold, waiting. She had been there about 5 minutes on hold. And she can only do one thing at a time on hold, and that is be on hold. And I thought to myself, why can't you do more than one thing at a time? I mean, most people can do a lot more than one thing. I can do 7 or 8 things at a time. Why can you only do one thing at a time? Well, you see, these kinds of people who spend their lives doing these kinds of tasks, and there's nothing wrong with doing those tasks, except very often they're not very fulfilled in them. They don't feel very positive about themselves while they're doing them, and they're not really very gratifying to them. Now, this bag boy, this one bagger, will go, and I'm telling you right now, I can predict what his life is going to be like. He's going to be a one bagger all of his life. He is going to literally go through his life being a bag boy or something equivalent, and he is going to go home and tell his wife how rotten it was that somebody else passed over him for promotion and the boss doesn't really like him, and sure enough he didn't get the raise that everybody else in there got, and everybody discriminates against me and it isn't fair, and how dare they do this sort of thing to me. And he's going to go through his life and he's going to be a one-bagger. These people rarely change. Rarely do they make the decision not to be anything other than a one-bagger, and he's going to be very, very unfulfilled. And he's going to be an expert at being right. I mean, he will be so right in what he is and what he says because he will convince himself that everybody else and everything else out there is the reason why I am the way I am. It has nothing to do with me, this human being, and my attitudes towards my job and towards what I do. It is just there's a conspiracy out there, and you can't get ahead. And I don't care who you are, you can't make it. And that's his attitude. And you can see that on so many young people. Now, the other guy, the two-bagger, guarantee it. If I was looking for somebody to work for me, I would just go observe bag boys for a day, and I'd know who I could hire, and that person there will probably own four or five chains of grocery stores, or he will never allow himself to be defeated. He'll go through his life with new challenges, new job opportunities, trying all kinds of things. We'll never be on unemployment. There will be no such thing as unemployment for him in his life, no matter what happens to the economy. He won't allow that to happen to himself. He's the kind of guy who, if they laid him off tomorrow, will go out for 100 jobs, and if he gets 100 rejections, he'll apply for 100 more, and he'll keep doing it and doing it and doing it until he gets the kind of thing that he wants. He will make his own opportunities and go through life like that. And that's a rare kind of person. Now that quality, how do you explain this? This is one of the things that mystifies so many people. How do you explain two people with the same pay, the same number of coffee breaks during the day, the same opportunities, the same everything? How do you explain one of them being a one-bagger and one of them being a two-bagger? Where does it come from? Is it opportunity? No. Is it talent? No. Is it education? It has nothing to do with that. Is it racial? No. It has nothing to do with any of those things that social scientists are always looking for. It's related to something called perseverance, something called drive, something called inner serenity, a kind of inner pride in yourself. And if you have that, it doesn't matter what you do.